Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. Today we're going to get an interview with late model driver Nate Beinhoff. We're also going to hear from Bill Steinberg from the Speed Shop in Rochester. We're going to find out a little more about BidUSAAuctions.com and get another great tailgating recipe for the races from our old friend Speed at Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Need a reason to be at Kansas Speedway when NASCAR returns on May 13th? Here's some. Reason number 18, the friction fueling phenom Kyle Busch. Reason number 48, seven-time champ Jimmy Johnson versus 14, Kansas's own Clint Bowyer, grinding and battling at 180 miles per hour. Kind of hits you right in the adrenaline maker. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Go Bowling 400, live Saturday night, May 13th. Tickets at KansasSpeedway.com.
The biggest race in South Dakota history is back.
I'm going past the Badlands. That's where spirits remain.
The season opener, Saturday, May 13th. Badlands Motor Speedway, Brandon, South Dakota. The Fulken Brothers Trucking Silver Shootout.
Where the $100,000 purse is paid in custom 10-ounce silver bars.
Last year, we set an all-time record with 47 410 sprint cars. Be sure to grab your tickets early for this event. They're only $27.50 in advance, but they will be $35 each if you wait until the day of the event. Advance tickets available at Badlands Gun Store, BadlandsMotorspeedway.com, or right at the track.
Saturday, May 13th.
The Fulkins Brothers Trucking Silver Shootout at Badlands Motor Speedway in Brandon. Be sure to get there early to get a good seat for this epic racing event. Info and tickets at BadlandsMotorspeedway.com.
Any mechanic, woodworker, or craftsman knows that the right tool makes the job a whole lot easier. And having the right tool means having a choice. Honda's 4Trax Rancher line of ATVs are premium tools for the jobs you need to do, whether that's on the job site, hunting, exploring, or on the ranch. It's easy for you to choose the right mix of rancher features, just like reaching for that right tool. So head on down to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and check out the new 2017 Honda 4Trax Rancher lineup. Shouldn't all life's choices be that easy? Honda recommends the Rancher for riders 16 years old and older, and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Baylin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-9555.
Let's talk about a deal. At Casey's General Stores, when you order online during April, get a large made-from-scratch single-topping pizza for the price of a small at just $8.99. You heard right. Any size single-topping pizza for just $8.99. Order online at caseystogo.com or download our mobile app. Casey's, famous for pizza. Offer only available online and valid through April 30th.
Hey, this is Dave from Steverson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Nate Beinhoff. Nate, it sounds like growing up in the Beinhoff family, that working in the shop together was some good quality time and also paved the way to knowing your way around a race car.
You betcha, yep.
What are your youngest memories of being out in a shop and turning wrenches with either your grandpa or some of the relatives?
Well, I'd have to say when younger Darren Cordles used to race late model street stocks and kept his street stock in our shop, and he kind of was my idol when I was little, so I followed them guys around and bothered him, and that's kind of how that all started. I guess that's where I got interested in racing.
So do you ever admit to your buddies that you sat in the driver's seat and made engine noises?
I think they know pretty well. I don't have to admit that.
Your brother Nick got his start in the four-cylinder Hornets. What division did you start in, and how did you work your way up through the ladder to late models?
I actually started in a late model street stock also. We kind of skipped that four-cylinder stuff. Nick was getting into the late models, and that's what we had available, so that's just kind of how I started things off, I guess.
Did you use a car that was passed down from him?
Yep.
How did that car handle, and where did you race that car?
Well, I guess when I started, I didn't know what handled good and what didn't handle good, so it was just a whole new ballgame for me. It worked good, I guess. We had a good year. We ended up, I think, top five in points and one win on the season championship night, so it was a good first car, I guess you'd say.
Wow, both you and your brother had a win your first season out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I did not expect that the least, I guess. We were extremely fortunate, and we had a good year.
What was your first full year in a late model, and why did you choose that division? What was the draw for you as far as late models?
I'd have to say my dad pushed it more than anything. He wanted to go late model racing, and there's not too many kids out there that would argue with their dad if they said that you're going to race a late model. So 2010, I believe, would have been my first year in a dirt late model. We actually just raced over in Hartford, South Dakota at I-90 Speedway that first year. So that was how that started, I guess.
Nate, you're a farmer. Where is your farm located, and are you strictly crop or livestock or a combination of both?
A combination of both, I guess you'd say. I live 7 miles south of Rock Rapids from the shop here, and I got started out farming 40 acres of my grandpa's around mom and dad's house here, and then as my mom's dad retired and I took that ground over as well. I have a small hog barn too, a 1,200 head hog building that I take care of, so a little bit of livestock, and then also a custom manure hauling business. So kind of a little bit of everything, I guess you'd say.
And right now, let's talk about your custom manure hauling business, because that's a big deal right now to get that out and spread on the fields before they start turning the dirt. And you actually have some room on your schedule if somebody needed some of that done to fit it in.
Absolutely. Springs are usually a little slower than the fall, but yeah, this spring is a little bit slower than most. So we're definitely looking to pick customers up, and it's kind of a quick deal. Everybody wants it done fast, and we're the guys to have that done, I guess.
What is the name of your business, and how can they get a hold of you, Nate?
Fast Lane Applicators is actually the name of our business. They can reach me on my cell phone or contact me on my Facebook page, I guess.
We often talk about the tie of ag to racing. Many of the fans are farmers, along with the drivers and sponsors. Ag has major ties to racing.
Oh, it's huge. We actually... Me and my buddies joked around one year on the back of our spoiler. We put Barnyard Racing on the back because about 90% of my sponsors were ag-related, whether it was livestock or sale barns or custom farmers, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, I'd say farming has a huge impact on as far as sponsorships and stuff like that.
Last weekend, we went to Cedar Lake Speedway, and the late models were on hand. And, man, it was great just to see them take off on hot laps. Gets goosebumps going up your arm. And Jimmy Mars was there, Jake Radansky, Lance Matthews, and Jordan Yagi. Have you had a chance to run a late model around Cedar Lake?
I have not ever raced at Cedar Lake. We've raced some surrounding tracks there. I've raced with most of them. Drivers, they're all great people. I think we're looking at, towards the end of April, we're planning on running at Cedar Lake one night, and that will be a first for me, I guess. I've been there to watch the USA Nationals, and it's a pretty awesome place. It's pretty cool.
Your brother Nick loved running at Deer Creek Speedway. What are your feelings on that track during the time that you ran there?
That was the first time I ever raced there. It was definitely a different caliber of racing compared to running around in Hartford. I'd have to say that's probably one of my all-time favorite racetracks. I learned everything there. The people we raced with were great. The Queenslands were great. It was an amazing place. Picked up a couple feature wins there. And yeah, I guess I'm the last Wasota late model driver to win at Deer Creek. So that's kind of cool, I guess.
That is really cool. And hopefully, eventually, they will bring late models back, because we really miss them at that track.
Yeah, it's a cool place. We miss the people and miss the Queenslands. Like I said, they did an amazing job to come down and thank everybody for coming. It was quite a long haul for us. It's in a little over 3 hours, so it's nice getting thanked for coming to their racetrack and stuff. They run that place very well.
Nate, you run a black 51 late model, and your brother runs a white number one. Does that say something about your personality? Are you the rebel in the family, or is that just a coincidence?
I think you got that mixed up. I'd have to say Nick's more the rebel than what I am. I'm pretty cool and calm, so.
When they dropped the late model class at Deer Creek Speedway, was there ever talk of switching to another division, or just talk of where's the next place we're going to race?
Well, pretty much just where the next place we were going to go. My dad's favorite race cars are late models. He's always wanted his boys in late models, and he's never been too interested in owning a mod. So, yeah, we never really thought about switching anything, I guess. We just looked at what to do after that, I guess.
Did your dad ever race late models, or did he ever jump in either one of your cars and try them out?
There's no way. I think I can speak for my brother on this one, that we would allow Dad to get in one of our cars. But no, he didn't. He never raced late models. I think he raced some pure stocks way back in his earlier years. So yeah, he didn't do a whole lot of racing, I guess. More of a car owner and a guy that wrenches on him, I guess you'd say.
The SLMR sounds like a great late model series run by some really good people.
Absolutely. The Kosiskis are a great family. They're a lot like the Queenslands in a sense. They come down and they thank you, and you know, they appreciate you coming and racing their series. I mean, they'd do about anything for you as far as, you know, working around, you know, us changing from the Challenge Series and stuff like that. The rules are different sometimes, and they're pretty lenient as far as giving us a heads up on things that we have to change, and they're very good people.
Running with that group gets you out to tracks you have never seen before. How hard is it to hit the setup at a brand new track?
I'll be honest, I think it's almost easier just to go to a whole bunch of different tracks than to sit and race one every week. You don't get any bad habits. I mean, you come into a track, just you look at it and you make a decision, and I mean, you're kind of stuck with that. And I think it's actually a little bit better to do it that way than to race weekly anywhere.
These new late models seem to have what's called infinite adjustments. If you get too far from the base one way or the other, it can really mess you up. So you got to kind of be careful not to overthink it.
Well, I personally don't know a whole lot about them, so I stick with the baseline stuff and just hit the gas pedal, I guess you'd say. Jimmy Mars, he makes a pretty good race car. It's a pretty easy car to drive. It's pretty forgiving. And I mean, yeah, you can make a few adjustments, but as far as the fine-tuning goes, I guess that's not my program, I guess.
What are your thoughts on Badlands Motor Speedway, and will we see you there for the late model events this season?
Yeah, I think we're planning on making a few of them. There's three or four of them. I can't even remember how many there is there this year. It's definitely been a sprint car racetrack. The last few times we've ran there, there's always a big cushion, and it doesn't suit the late models the best, but it's close to home, and gives the friends and family and sponsors a chance to come out and see what we do. So yeah, we'll definitely be running them, I'm sure.
You and your brother are also very passionate about snowmobiling in the winter months.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing me and him get along and do together well. We fight and argue quite a bit during race season, but when it comes to ride snowmobile, we usually get along pretty good, and we make some long hauls, so we kind of have to. We sit 12 hours in a vehicle together. You kind of don't have a choice but to get along, I suppose.
Do you both run the same brands, or are you each brand specific?
No, we run the same brands. Actually, he bought a new one a couple years ago, last year, 2 years ago, whatever it was, and I still had my older one, and we went on one trip, and he was going places that I couldn't even think about going, so it didn't take about a month, and I had a new one on order and had to even up the score a little bit, I guess.
The sleds are actually like technology right now. They're advancing that quickly.
Yeah, it's kind of like running an old car versus one of these new MB customs. I mean, you're not very competitive if you don't have the newest, the best, the coolest piece of equipment.
I saw a lot of footage of the indoor late model show in St. Louis. Would you recommend this event to fans that are considering going this winter?
Oh, absolutely. That was one of the coolest experiences I've ever watched. I can't say that I'd want to drive it. I don't like to fix sheet metal that much, but it was pretty cool to watch. That's a different deal. That was pretty cool.
In your late model career, What's your favorite track?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Oh, I'd have to say Deer Creek is probably my all-time favorite. There's been a lot of good racetracks, a lot of fun racetracks, but I'd have to say Deer Creek probably takes the cake on that.
And I know from talking to everybody from fans to sponsors to drivers, late models are not cheap to put on a track. Do you have some people helping you out as far as sponsors?
Oh, yeah. We've got a pretty good group of sponsors. It's always tough. It's a tough time of the season to go around and ask people for support because typically we race 2.5, 3, 4, 5 hours away. It's not a trip most can make. So, yeah, we appreciate them sponsors more than they could even imagine. I mean, my grandma and grandpa are huge, and, you know, like I said before, my ag sponsors, they know who they are. I mean, they're huge. So, mom and dad, I'd have to say they're the biggest. He drives us around, and he owns the race cars, so he's definitely the biggest sponsor and supporter, I guess you'd say.
Where can fans see you running over the next few weeks?
Well, I think we're planning on, what is it, April 29th or 28th and 29th will be the 28th. I think we're going to try to go to Red Cedar, and the 29th we're going to try to go to Cedar Lake. And then after that, it kind of got a break until the first or second week in May, we'll be down in Nebraska.
Well, good luck getting your crops in the spring and taking care of your hog operation. Because not only do you do that, but you hit the road with the late model series coming up the second week of May. And thank you for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show.
You betcha. I appreciate you having us on. It's been a pleasure.
Hello, friends. Yours truly, Speed the Sauce Man, and our team of sauce scientists have been hard at work in the Cookies kitchen creating a new combination of flavors that is going to take your taste buds to places they've never been before. And now, we're ready to remove our lab aprons and officially introduce to you the newest member of our family of barbecue sauces, Cookie Sweet and Spicy. This new sauce packs a pleasant punch of heat with just the right amount of sweet and a combination that truly can't be beat. You can now find our newest sauce, Cookie Sweet and Spicy, on the shelves at your local grocer. It's sure to spice up your life and your favorite foods. Learn more at cookiesbbq.com or on Facebook. And remember, smart cookies use cookies. And now the singer's going to sing the name one more time as she brings it home.
Cookies is the one.
Midwest Collision has earned a reputation as the area's collision repair professionals, locally owned with over 40 years of combined experience. If you're involved in an accident, Midwest Collision Center in Faribault can handle all your repairs, all on site. All insurance claims welcome, providing you with a free loaner vehicle while yours is fixed. Call Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., 332-2434.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Bucket is on sale for $2.99. It's engineered from high-quality plastic, and it comes with a metal handle to make it portable. You're probably thinking, that sounds like any old bucket, but it's not, because regular buckets don't get you 20% off almost anything you put in it. So pick up a Napa Bucket today and get 20% off the parts you need. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, minimum 3 items. Some exclusions apply. Offer good while supplies last.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Bill Steinberg from the Speed Shop in Rochester. And Bill, Let's open up talking about your two sons. Fans will recognize the names Billy and Charlie Steinberg. Fans can see them both race out there at the local tracks this season. What divisions are both your sons running?
Well, I appreciate you bringing them up. How's it going out there, race fans? Well, my boys have been racers since they were about 4 and 5 years old, like a lot of your other kids. Billy, my oldest, 23, he's in the Midwest Mods. He's tried his hand at USRA B-Mod. He's played USRA A-Mod. And now he's settled into the Wasota B-Mods. He really enjoys the competition there. He enjoys the sanctioning body itself. They just do a really, really nice job. And we also run one of those 602 crates in our Wasota car. And I think Wasota's a little bit nicer as far as the rules are concerned in the B-Mod with that 602 crate than the USRA rules. So that's why we're there. And then my youngest son, Charlie, who's 19, yeah, just turned 19, he's going to be actually running a USRA A-Mod this year. He's never run an A-Mod before. He's got some wins in a USRA B-Mod and played around with a Wasota B-Mod a little bit and then did some Hornet stuff and, of course, go-karts. But, yeah, he's going to be in an A-Mod this year. Super, super excited. And we went out and tested at Deer Creek the other night and had a really, really nice test. And so he's fired up. Pretty excited.
Oh, I'm sure both the boys are really excited for this season.
Yeah, I mean, we eat and drink and sleep racing. If we're not trying to help customers at the speed shop with their race cars and trying to get their programs on track and selling parts and all that fun stuff, my boys are working on their own stuff. Especially my oldest son, Billy. I think he's destined to be a politician or some type of super salesman because he has more fun walking around the racetrack just talking to people and talking about racing than I think he does actually getting behind the wheel, but it would be a close second.
Bill, both of your boys are also members of our Minnesota National Guard. You have to be very proud of them as a father, but also concerned right now with what's going on in Syria.
Well, yeah, I mean, my oldest son, Billy, has already done a tour in Kuwait. If you ever really want to get the, you know, a military view on what some of our soldiers think about the situations over there and whether, you know, we're doing the right thing and all that, he would definitely be one to talk to. But, yeah, I'm extremely proud. I mean, I was also military, but, you know, I did it just to do it. But my boys, they're planning on being career. They're both also in helicopter maintenance. They're both really mechanically skilled. And, of course, that all comes from racing. So any parents out there that think they're not too sure whether they want to get their young kids into racing, I'll tell you what, you will never regret a minute with your son or daughter at the racetrack. That's another thing we do here at the Speed Shop is we really, really try to help young racers and young families get into racing. But, yeah, they're both Minnesota National Guard. My youngest, Charlie, is actually full-time National Guard. He actually works at the hangar in St. Paul, and he's a full-time Blackhawk mechanic. And that's all he does all day, every day, is work on Blackhawks and fulfills his dream of being a soldier and, you know, trying to serve his country every day. But it's cool, though. You know, he gets to be the soldier, but then he gets to come home and go racing, too. So it's kind of the mixture of the same things, you know. But they're also ready to be deployed at any time. You know, it's one of those cool, but, you know, that's also it's a commitment. But, yeah, definitely very proud.
The Speed Shop in Rochester is owned by racers, run by racers, and truly is a racer's race shop. How did you get involved in the Speed Shop?
Well, racing. You know, back in the day, I'm sure you guys have heard of a racer named Jeff Brower. Really, really good back in those days, street stock driver. Now he's one of the most dominant super stock drivers around. Back in the day, Jeff Brower used to be out here, and he ran his street stock team out of here, and I was an up-and-coming, you know, wannabe street stock driver, so I used to come out here, and Jeff Brower used to help me out buying tires and buying used parts and things like that. And, you know, I just started hanging out and just thought it was cool. And I remember the first day, it was probably, 15, 18 years ago now, I walked in here, and I'm like, someday I'm gonna be able to just come and go out of this place like I own it. And, boy, I was like a lot of people say, be careful what you wish for. Because here we are now, and I got a key for every door, and if something goes wrong, I'm usually the one to hear about it. But it's a great opportunity. Jay and Tammy Clark, you know, are actually the principal owners. Again, it's all about racing. You know, we got to make a little bit of money so we can keep the lights on, but I draw a little bit of a salary just to try to keep my wife happy. Other than that, nobody else gets paid, and it's all about just trying to keep the racing going. Jay works at Deer Creek as well, and that's all it is. Racing, racing, racing. Jay and Tammy take off to Florida for the winters because, you know, their lifestyle affords it. And all they do when they go down there is watch more racing. So it's a sickness.
The Speed Shop offers on-site sandblasting, and you also have an in-house paint booth because we all know that bare metal in Minnesota rusts really fast.
Yeah. Yeah, the sandblasting is something that we've done. We do have the ability to go off-site as well for larger jobs. But, you know, most of it, we stay on-site. People bring their stuff to us. We do a lot of trailers. We do race car chassis, anything. We do also a lot of lawn furniture. Nowadays, people are trying to bring back that wrought iron lawn furniture, and they see how expensive it is to buy it new. So they bring it to us. We sandblast it, prime it, paint it, and they can enjoy it for a long, long time to come. So, yeah, sandblasting is definitely something that we do, especially during the winter, the summer months. You know, we can do it a lot. We do quite a bit of it.
Shocks are also such a huge deal today to get the power to the ground and make the car handle through the turns. What can you do for a racer as far as shocks are concerned?
Honesty. That's my number one thing. I am a certified AFCO suspension specialist, trained by AFCO, went to Indiana. I'm also about as close as you can get. QA1 really doesn't have a certification, but I have been, you know, been up and down through the QA1 suspension stuff, backwards and forwards. We also do some Genesis shocks as well. Yeah, shocks are super important. One of the things I noticed in the industry, and Jay also, years ago, that's why we made the investment of buying our ROIG dyno, which is about a $15,000 investment. It's not just some little thing that we flop around on the bench. Was the voodoo science, is what I like to call it, of suspension and shocks. And not that it's not an important science, but I think there's a lot of companies out there that hold racers hostage, you know, and they're very secretive and they're very, you know, black helicopter and ooh, and there is some technology involved. It is a little bit complicated, but it's really not rocket science. And that's what I enjoy. I enjoy working with racers, listening from them, getting their feedback, and then trying to put together a package that not only works for them, you know, based on the class that they run, but, you know, on their pocketbook as well. I mean, it's not always necessary to go out and spend $3,000 on a set of shocks and go. A lot of times people will bring me a bucket of junk and they'll leave with a bucket of the same junk, just polished up, nice and new and working great, rather than just some other shops will say, oh, I'll throw that junk away, let's buy y'all new stuff. You know, that's not always necessary. Most of the brands nowadays can be rebuilt. They have piston upgrades. They have many different upgrades that can be done to the shocks. Take a shock that's maybe 5, 6, 8 years old and make it just as good as the stuff that's coming off the shelf today.
Plus, you sell stuff out of your shop that the racers need when they need it, which is right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're a direct distributor for sheet metal, your aluminum and things like that of multiple different colors, aero wheels. We're a direct distributor for Hoosier, American Racer, VP Fuels, Sunoco Fuels. Those are the types of parts that we especially can save racers money. We also have a sponsorship program that if any of your listeners are interested in, you know, they can call us directly and we can talk to them about that and on how that system works. But those are the things that we can save racers direct money on because we are a direct supplier of those types of items. You know, and I'll be 100% honest with you, I've had customers call me and say, hey, Bill, I want this. If they can buy it elsewhere, like direct from a company via the internet or something like that, I'd be the first one to tell them, hey, man, I'd love to, you know, to help you out, but I think you'd be better off ordering it direct from, say, Speedway or something like that. So we really just specialize in the things that we can really save the racer money with. I mean, I can get you anything you want, but there's only a few things that we're direct distributors for that we can really, really save eraser money, and that's what makes it worth coming out here. And those are the wearables, you know, that you're wearing out every weekend and you're banging up and you're bending and you're, you know, doing whatever. So works out pretty good.
Bill, if they'd like any more information about anything that the Speed Shop can do, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, the best way, you know, call the shop first, 507-281-7976. And if no one answers, there's a voicemail on there that has my cell phone number, Jay's cell phone number, my son Billy's cell phone number. Any one of those cell phone numbers you can call at any time. I mean, within reason. Sometimes my wife gets mad when it rings at 10 o'clock at night. But call the shop first. Call one of our cell phones. We try to have set hours, but again, we're a racer's race shop. I meet guys out here at 9, 10 o'clock at night to pick up tires and fuel and whatever. You know, most of all of our customers, they got jobs, you know, and they work on their cars in the evenings and in the weekends. So we have to be able to support them when they do that, and we try the best we can to make that happen.
Bill, thanks for everything that you do and everyone else at the Speed Shop, and thanks for taking the time to be with us on the Dirt Show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. See you guys at the track.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication, as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing power lift hydraulic doors. And in 2015, power lift hydraulic doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated was established at the Dodge Center Industrial Park location. Powerlift Hydraulic Doors by FMI Inc. currently is serving Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Northern Iowa. No door is too big or too small. We've got you covered with all your Powerlift hydraulic door needs. Customer loyalty and quality work is what you can expect from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker Filtration Products because they're the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and get there when I need it, and he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Do you have some delicate or highly detailed items that need to be protected? Hi, this is Ryan at Foamcraft Packaging. The technology provided by our new Rover A gives Foamcraft Packaging the capabilities to cut intricate details in foam, neoprene, and rubber. Tool boards to case inserts, our goal here at Foamcraft Packaging is to ship your items safely and efficiently in a cost-effective manner. See foamcraftpackaging.com or give us a call today at 507-455-2893. Your single source packaging supplier.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Pixie Clement, and she is from Bid USA Auctions, located right off Highway 14 in Claremont, Minnesota. And Pixie, this is the time of year people are cleaning up, going into their back sheds, trying to get their mowers out, going out in the garage, going, what is all this stuff out here? I haven't used it in years. And if they're looking to get rid of the stuff and get cash in hand, Bid USA Auctions is a great option.
Absolutely. Bid USA Auctions is a great place to bring the things you don't need anymore. You don't want to keep tripping over it through the summer, going in and out of your garage. You know, you got a lot of other things to do with your spring cleanup. So you can load those things. It doesn't matter what it is, you know, little tiny trinkets to maybe you have a huge automobile that you don't need anymore that's sitting in your garage and it's kind of in the way of your lawnmower. You can bring those things down to BidUSA and get them put on the auction and free up some space for yourself.
Once they arrive with the items, how does the process go for a seller?
For a seller, when you bring your items here to BidUSA Auctions, we will take an inventory. You let us know how you want your items put on the auction in the way that's going to benefit you as the seller the best to make you the most profit. So we will listen to you, we will do exactly how you want things done, and we'll get them put on the auction.
Speaking of unusual items, I was here a month ago and you had the most beautiful grill. I think it was a $1,500 or $1,800 grill that somebody was getting rid of, weren't using it anymore, and it had multiple grill plates, it had a heater on the end, it had a smoker. I can't imagine whoever got that is really enjoying it right now. You also had a hot air balloon basket, which I had never even seen one up close. You get some really unusual items. So if you want to become a bidder and get signed up to buy these things, how do you do that?
All you need to do, it's very simple. You go to BidUSAAuctions.com. And on that site, it will ask you to just click on to register to become a bidder. And you go in there, you put your name, your phone number, an address, and there's no credit card required or anything like that. So it's very simple. Just put your basic information in and an email will be sent to you. So you do need to have an email address. An email will be sent to you with your new bidder number, and then you're free to start looking on the auction.
As we were talking off the air, there was a customer here. Everything is really organized. It's laid out well. You were explaining to him how buying and the process works. So when somebody comes in here to look at different items, they can browse the showroom and look at what's coming up in an auction. How often do the auctions start and close?
On the 20th, which will be next Thursday, will be an auction closing. They close on Thursdays. We will have one every Thursday, and the auction will close at 7 o'clock. Auctions will be up and listed by Wednesday the previous week, so you have a good 10 to 13 days to view everything on the auction. You look at what's on the auction, you can come in. Being under new management, we are trying to get things more organized where it is really friendly for the bidder to come in and to be able to find things very easy, what they're interested in on the auction. Our tags are labeled with the auction number and the item number. So you can write those things down. Please come in and check everything out. If you have any questions, check them out before you bid on them.
Just wandering around and looking at the items that you have for sale right now and thinking of some of the Dirt Show listeners out there who could utilize this stuff. A great Husky pickup toolbox. There are a bunch of lawn and garden tools and garden hose and fencing. And you also mentioned some equestrian items that are coming in.
We do. We have bridles that will be coming in. We have a saddle for youth, for ponies. I myself have miniature ponies, so it's really nice to have a nice saddle for your ponies for the kids to ride and enjoy. We also have an old wagon that's going to be coming in. We have gates. We have galvanized gates that will be coming in. We have old fence posts that will be coming in, old barn wood that's going to be coming in. So we have a lot of things that the farmers will be able to utilize on their property, people that are maybe just getting started on their farms that are looking for really good deals on gates and other pipe corrals and things such as that. BidUSA Auctions is going to really start catering to the equestrian and to the farmers, to the local people.
And I also see out front as I pulled in, you have a pickup and a Cadillac coming up on that April 20th auction.
We sure do. We have a 1993 4x4 Ford truck that really runs and it drives really well. The body's in pretty good condition. Slight rust, but here in Minnesota, you're bound to find that on almost every vehicle. And on the following auction, we'll be having a really nice white Cadillac out there. We also have a Jeepster, an old Jeepster that's going to be coming on the property. And you can also look for our 1956 Pontiac Chieftain that's going to be sitting out front. It will not be on the auction, but you can come take a look at it. It's just an awesome thing to look at.
If you'd like to get a hold of Bid USA Auctions and find out more information, inquire about something that we talked about, or you need some help registering as a bidder, what's the best way to do that, Pixie?
You can call me personally, Pixie, at Bid USA Auctions. The phone number is 507-884-2355. I'm here Wednesday through Saturday. When Wednesday, I'm here from 10 in the morning until 7 in the evening. And that just gives those guys that are wanting to bid and come in and take a look at things after work. We're here till 7, just so you have that opportunity. And on Thursdays, we are here from 10 to 5. Friday, we're here from 10 to 6. And Saturday, we're here from 10 to 4.
Thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you, Clayne.
The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises. Stuff to get the job done. We can get it done fast, we can get it done right.
We're not messing around with those sissy toys.
Fire them up, let the horses run. The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises.
Rhino Egg is now raising the bar even more by being the only manufacturer of rotary cutters in the world to factory fill all components with Lucas Oil and grease, adding even more value to the Rhino brand over the competition. Quality from the inside out. Visit rhinoegg.com to find a dealer near you.
Duradox strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradox all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing day. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase. Duradoc.
Are you sick of trying to sell your car? Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classic. Avoid all those hassles involved with selling your own car and let Snow's Classic sell it for you. Located right across from Cabela's on I-35, your vehicle gets over 300,000 views monthly, and our highly rated website is visited worldwide. Cars are selling fast, and our inventory is running low. Whether you're selling a vintage car or a late model car, contact us at Snow's Classics today at 214-3554 and sell your vehicle the hassle-free way.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit vpsef.com. That's vp-sef.com for more information. VPSEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Hey, Dirt Show fans, how would you like to get a chance to go to Kansas City Speedway for free May 12th for the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Under the Lights and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Go Bowling 400 on May 13th. That's right. All you have to do is go to kowzfm.com to our contest page and register to win. We are going to be giving 6 winners 2 tickets to the May 12th Camping World Truck Series race and 2 tickets to the Go Bowling 400 May 13th at Kansas Speedway. We had the opportunity to go down there last year. We had a great time both days at the races. The facility is awesome. We also had a free Eddie Money concert. We just had a really good time down there. You will enjoy Kansas Speedway, and this is your chance to check it out. Hotels are easy to find in the Kansas area. It's not going to be an expensive trip, but it will be a memorable one. Go to cowsfm.com, find our contest page, and register to win free tickets to Kansas Speedway. We will be drawing the winners on April 30th. Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Speed from Cookies, Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, you are celebrating 40 years in business, and also you have a really cool announcement about a company using your products.
Kind of scary. You walk into the Isle of Capri Casino over there at Waterloo Cedar Falls. If you go by the farmer's buffet there, don't panic, because they've got a stand-up poster there of Old Speed the Sauce Man there just as you're going in. We're really lucky that Isle of Capri over there, and then also all of the Wild Rose casinos like Emmitsburg, Jefferson, and around, they're all using our product. A big convenience store chain uses our sweet hickory barbecue sauce in all their pulled pork sandwiches, but I'm not allowed to give their name. A lot of the dirt tracks around are using our barbecue sauce and our barbecued meat items in their concession stands, because it's easy to just heat and eat, and if they got any left over, they can just put it in the refrigerator and reheat it again for the next week.
And you've got another great recipe for all the fans.
You betcha. It's barbecued mac and cheese. Take a 16-ounce bag of pasta and cook it according to the directions on the package. 1 pound of bacon cooked and crumbled, 1 medium onion chopped, 4 tablespoons of butter, 1/4 cup of flour, 1/4 teaspoon of Cookies Flavor Enhancer and all-purpose seasoning, 2 cups of milk, 2 cups of shredded Gouda cheese, 1 cup of shredded cheddar cheese, 1 cup of Cookies Sweet and Spicy Barbecue, and 3/4 cup of coarse breadcrumbs. And again, like we did last week, I want to mention that these recipes, it's tough to write them all down that quick. Don't be afraid to shoot me an email, speed@cookies, CookiesBBQ.com. Say you want the mac and cheese recipe, and then I'll just email it back to you. Or you can also go to the Dirt Show page and claim what's the information on that. What's the easiest way they can find it there?
All you have to do is go to kowzfm.com/dirtshow and look for the Cookies BBQ recipes.
Well, there you go. And what you do is you just preheat the oven to 350 degrees, or you can put it in a double foil pan on your grill. What's easy to do is make it at home and just take it to the track and reheat it. But what you do is you preheat the oven to 350 degrees, saute the onion in a saucepan over medium heat until it's tender, and then add flour and Cookies Flavor Enhancer. Blend for 1 minute, stir in the barbecue sauce, and then slowly add the milk, and then cook until slightly thickened, and then stir in 1 cup of the Gouda cheese, and then the cheddar cheese over medium heat until it's all melted, and add this sauce and the crumbled bacon to the pasta, and mix that through real good, and just put it in a large casserole dish, and put a little more Gouda cheese on top of it, and sprinkle the breadcrumbs on there, and bake it in the oven for about 20, 25 minutes till it's heated through. And you talk about a tasty dish of mac and cheese, I'll tell you what, it's to die for.
KEFCO Racing specializes in oil pans for Chevrolet, Ford, Mopar, Circle Track, Road Race, and Street and Strip. Made in the USA by racers for racers. KEFCO Racing, valve covers, evac canister kits, access panels for race cars, along with a full line of trailer and garage accessories. See KEFCO Racing's full line of products at their brand new website, KEFCORacing.com. And if you don't see it, it doesn't mean KEFCO Racing can't build it. Make American manufacturing grow. To KEFCO Racing, you should go. Built by racers you all know. See KEFCORacing.com or call them toll free 1-800-770-3557. That's 1-800-770-3557.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum induction banquet and USAC Sprint Cars Saturday night, June 3rd in Knoxville.
This is Mark at Creech Ford on Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. We have a very nice inventory of new Fords on the ground, and Ford is offering great programs, and Creech Ford is discounting, so that means attractive pricing for you. Small store, good service, and competitive pricing, all works in your favor. And our used lot is full of very nice trades and program cars, so stop in at Creech Ford today for any vehicle line. That's at Creech Ford on Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasoning.
Race fans had some choices last weekend, opening at Boone, opening at Fairmont Raceway, and opening at Cedar Lake Speedway. We ended up going to Cedar Lake Speedway because my buddy runs a non-wing sprint car. On Friday night, their season opener at Cedar Lake Speedway. Late models were on hand. The 28 of Jimmy Mars taking a checkered flag. Travis Scherer won the modifieds, Dave Moss in the Pro Stocks, Michael Truscott in the Midwest modifieds, and Cam Schaefer in the traditional non-wing sprint cars, followed by the Dragon Brian Van Merveren. Saturday night, April 8th at Cedar Lake Speedway, what a beautiful night for racing. In a traditional non-wing sprint car, A Main, it was Jake Kuba taking home the victory, Johnny Parsons the third in second, followed by Jimmy Kuba. In the Midwest Modifieds, it was the 56 of Brandon Hare winning his heat and winning the feature, followed by the 16 of Jason Vandekamp and the 85 of Ben Mowdry. In the Super Stocks, it was Willie Johnson Jr., followed by Campo and Corey Davis. In the A-Mods, it was Travis Scherer, followed by Sean Peterson and Corey Bergerman. In the Late Models, the Gunslinger, the 11 of Pat Doerr, followed by Jim Carlson, Steve Larson, and Lance Matthews in fourth. The combined age of the top four finishers in the late model feature, 238 years old. The World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series is in sunny Arizona, Coca Paw Speedway, that is, on Friday, April 7th. In the 30-lap A-Main, it was Brian Brown over Donnie Schatz and Brad Sweet. Saturday night, April 8th, they were at Arizona Speedway. In the 30-lap A-Main, it was Rico Abreu over David Gravel and Brian Brown. The Lucas Oil Late Model Series that will return to the state of Minnesota on Saturday night, May 20th at Deer Creek Speedway was at Batesville, Arkansas. In the 98-lap A-Main, it was Tim McCready over Scott Bloomquist and Shannon Babb.
Since 1972, we the Misgan family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Misgan Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 2 here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Misgan Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Mizgin.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.